is Brian Reed.
Brian Reed.
On City Talk 105.9.
Listen, the subject I was talking about earlier, which is obviously going to be the big subject of the week, is the national anthem. I mean, have you enjoyed the Olympics, Mike?
Quite a lot, because the focus on some of the minority sports has been excellent, and it's been. Remember that a couple of years ago, everyone was going on about curling. Remember?
Oh yeah,
the
yeah.
nation, because it was about the only medal that we could have won.
Yeah.
But no, it's been great watching some of the minority sports like archery. You know, I was watching that with my dad earlier in the week. He was going, "Come on, come on!" I'm thinking, "Hold on a second, it's archery."
But, you know, I mean, I have enjoyed, I must admit, particularly now Sharon Davis is getting on screen. But very short shorts this year. But listen, but one thing that does annoy me, OK, is they win gold. You know, that swimmer, Rebecca Adlington, brilliant. Yeah, absolute two gold,
fantastic.
Brilliant. And, you know, you do get, I actually can get patriotic about Britain. Yeah. It's England, no. But Britain, it's kind of there, it's all countries
it's
united.
It's an institution,
you know.
In it.
And, you know, so when they win, the Union Jack goes up. It's great, but then one thing spoils it. The song that goes alongside it.
Yeah.
God Save the Queen. I mean, what are we saving it for a start? Okay. And how divisive is it when there's millions of Republicans like me, and also Catholics who are told you, this is an institution you can't ever become head of, you know, it's there. There's a verse in it which actually goes against, which is anti-Scottish. And I think lots of people, they just think it's quite dire. And it's a bit of an embarrassment. I know a lot of people may like it,
yeah.
But they maybe think it's a bit of an embarrassment. Now, one group called Republic, who are, as the name suggests, a Republican group that calling for an elected head of state, they want this national anthem replaced before the 2012 games, and they're going to be calling on Gordon Brown. I've got a spokesman here, Graham Smith from Republic. Hi, Graham.
Hi, how you doing?
You heard me intro there. Have I more or less got why you are kind of against this national anthem?
Yeah, I mean, basically, it doesn't represent Britain at all. I mean, it's about the monarchy, and the monarchy is not what Britain is about. So, you know.
Is that bringing a tear to your eye, Graham? Is that bringing a tear to your eye?
not the sort of tear you're probably thinking of. But,
it's actually not. It's actually not the tune, is it? The tune's it's quite dirgeful.
The tune's all right, but
it's the words.
The tune is not even unique. I mean, other countries have the same tune as us. So, I mean, I think it's not. You know, it's not beyond our abilities to find a unique tune.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the history of it, we never officially adopted it. It just came about through habit, and you know, it's just kind of lasted all these years. And I just think that, you know, it'd be nice if we actually got together in time for the 2012 Olympics and said, well, what's something new which actually represents and reflects modern Britain and actually talks about Britain, you know, mentions this.
Is it
in the song?
It's hardly mentioned, is it?
I think it's mentioned once in verse 5. You know, most people don't get through past verse 2. So, you know, if you look at something like the Australian anthem, they used to have God Save the Queen.
Yeah.
As well, and they ditched it back in the 80s, I think it was, and have advanced Australia Fair, and they mention Australia every other line.
So what are you?
It's all about Australia.
So what are you actually planning? Are you actually seriously petitioning the Prime Minister to start a debate on this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going to be lobbying politicians and writing to the Prime Minister and Jack Straw and other people, and saying, look, you know, you're talking about Britishness all the time. You want to sort of, you know, sort of save the union, as it were, from, you know, like the SNP, and you want us all to be proud of our country, which we all are. But, you know, this is what those fairly significant symbolic parts of our country, which really isn't fit for purpose, to quote one of the former MPs.
Yeah. Do you think there is a groundswell of opinion out there that would back you on this?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, this is the one thing. I mean, you know, we campaigned for abolition of the monarchy, and you know, we're not quite there yet in terms of getting everyone behind us on that. But, I mean, everybody seems to, well, certainly a lot of people seem to agree with us that, you know, whether you keep the monarchy or not, the anthem is just not suitable. And obviously no one can agree whether it's the English anthem or the British anthem or what it is. So, you know, we need to kind of clear it up a bit.
Because there is one thing that always amazes me. In the rugby, I'm not a big rugby fan, but I listen to the anthems. But tell me if I'm wrong here, Mike. Tell me if I'm wrong. When England play rugby, they play God Save. When God Save the Queen is played for the English rugby team, isn't it?
That's right.
But then Flower of Scotland is played for Scotland. The Welsh Bread of Heaven is played for the Welsh. So there actually are specific national anthems for independent for the individual countries in Britain.
Yeah.
But then,
yeah,
well, so what Scotland, Wales, yeah.
Yeah. So what they're saying is, but when you come to the Olympics, to the Welsh and the Scottish, basically your national anthem is now the English national anthem. Is that a fair? I mean, that's
basically because no one can understand. No one, I mean, to be fair to the Scottish and Welsh, the English tend to see Britain and England as, you know, one and the same thing.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah,
they forget that the Welsh and Scots are there, and that's why they do this with the we do this with the anthem. It's an English anthem about the Queen of England. And we don't really have anything for Britain, which is the country.
Well, what I was going to ask is, if we had an English national anthem, A, would the Republic agree with an English national anthem? And B, how would you choose one?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what we need is a English anthem and a British anthem.
Yeah.
So we need each part of the Union needs its own anthem. I think that's perfectly reasonable because we do things separately as well as together, and then we need an anthem for the whole of Britain, and certainly we'd probably be happy to see that. And in terms of how you choose one, I think there's plenty of...
Yeah, because a lot of people always go for Jerusalem, isn't it?
I think it's good. It'd be good to get away
English
from that, really, start thinking about something new. And you know, there's plenty of fantastic composers in Britain who could do something new tune and new words.
We actually need a debate and a definition of patriotism.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a Republican. I don't want to see a queen. I want to see an elected head of state. I want to see be in a modern country. But I am. That doesn't make me unpatriotic.
Graham, I think I just heard Prince Philip screaming through your letterbox just before.
He's probably going to be coming in with a machete to cut off your oath of allegiance. But listen, I think you're onto a winner here, at least getting the debate going. I think it's good. I think, you know, the idea in 2012, wouldn't it be lovely when those Union Jacks rise up to see, I don't know, the Archers theme, anything?
Something by Tony Hatch, probably.
Yeah. Here comes the mirror man. Brian Reed on City Talk 105.9.